Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
He's leading us and guiding us, and he is directing our paths. Who in here believes in prayer and that prayer can change things if you pray in faith? Well, I appreciate that, and I thank God for that. And prayer, certainly, believing prayer can change things. You've seen it on the billboard and signs, and I've seen it on tractor trailers, trucks, you know, prayer changes things and all that stuff. And really, that statement is not true if you don't complete it with other words, because just if prayer changed things, then nobody in the world would have a problem that couldn't be changed, because many people pray. I know heathens that pray. And so if it's just praying or uttering words, a lot of times what we call prayer has nothing to do with prayer. We think it's prayer. But what really changes things is believing prayer changes things. And we know that. But I know you think we're going to talk about prayer this morning. But I said all that to set you up for this. I want to talk to you this morning about a subject I've been threatening on for years. But I was just inspired by the Holy Ghost to go this way this morning and inspired to share with you when your prayers won't work. When your prayers will not work. Because there is a time praying to God will not help you. I know they're looking at me kind of sad here, but I thought prayer, well, when you see, I believe what the Word of God says and along these lines, and I don't say this to be shocking or anything, but it's just the truth that I've learned. There is a time that it will do no good for you to pray to God about your situation, your circumstance, or your problem. And unless you understand that, then you will never get an answer. There are a lot of people that pray for years. Some pray all their life and never get an answer. And the reason they do is because that they're not praying in line with God's word, or it's not scriptural for them to pray about their situation and ask God to change it for them. And the reason is because God has already done everything he is ever going to do about that particular problem, circumstance, or situation in your life. And until you or I, as a believer, acknowledge that God has accomplished and given me the answer and given me the solution to that problem, and then accepting it by faith and believing it by faith and taking it for myself, then it does no good for me or you or anyone else to pray to God to do something about it for you. Why? Because he's already done all he's ever going to do. In one sense of speaking, you know, the Bible is filled with the promises of God. But you've got to know that some of these promises are already fulfilled and they already belong to you. And so I'm going to start out this morning reading from one of the most powerful books I believe that I've ever read in my lifetime. It's tiny, but it's powerful. Your dynamite's not very big, but it'll blow up some. Well, this little book called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God will change every person's life in this room if the principles are applied. I believe they probably have these in the bookstore out there. I believe. If you don't have one, but listen, let me just put it like this. I advertise all these books and everything. I say I advertise them because I'm always preaching and learning and things from others. But I encourage you, don't get the book if you're not going to do what it says. Don't waste your money. Don't do that. But if you're just looking for something new or some new thing or something you never heard before, then don't get it, because it's not going to help you. Only when you apply the principles of this little book to your life, called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God by Kenneth E. Hagin. And the reason this little book is so powerful and so important is because Jesus Christ appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin in Phoenix, Arizona, and gave him a solution to people's problems. In fact, Jesus is the one that made the statement that there is times that it will do the individual believer no good to pray to him or God the Father about their problem. And I'm going to read to you what Jesus said himself to Kenneth E. Hagin out of this little book and get started right there. Why? Because there are times that it does me no good to pray. And I've just proven this out in my life. But anyway, this vision took place in December of 1953. While Brother Hagin was praying with a group of people after a service one night. And this was in Phoenix, Arizona. Who's ever been to Phoenix, Arizona? You've been there. I've been to Phoenix, Arizona. I don't think I was too far from the Grand Canyon. Didn't I go to the Grand Canyon? It was north of there. I know I drove up there. It was several hours' drive, I think. But anyway, this is what Jesus said in this vision where he appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin. He gave him four principles or four steps that must be taken in order to change anybody's life or change their circumstance. And what the steps were is say it, do it, receive it, and tell it. Now, I'm not here just to preach exactly this sermon, but I want to use some things out of this because this has been a strong area in my life that I've had to learn to put into practice to overcome circumstances and situations that I would face. But Jesus said this. He said, if anybody anywhere will take these four steps or put these four principles into operation, he will always receive whatever he wants from me or from God the Father. Now he said, if anybody anywhere, is anybody anybody name anybody in here this morning? Is anybody anywhere this morning? So that means right here. In this particular meeting, so anybody, anywhere, I qualify. You qualify. And notice here, he says, we'll take these four steps or put these four principles into operation. He will always, say always. He will always receive whatever he wants from me or from God the Father. Dad Hagin goes on to explain this statement that Jesus said. He said, I need to explain here that these four steps he gave me can be put into operation immediately, and you can receive anything in the present tense, such as salvation, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, healing for your body, spiritual victory, or finances. Anything that the Bible promises you now, you can receive now by taking these four steps. However, some things, such as some financial needs and the manifestation of some healings, etc., may take time to develop. Then the four steps become principles that you must put into practice over a period of time. A farmer cannot go out tomorrow and start picking cotton or thrashing wheat until it has time to grow. But thank God, where there are steps to be taken immediately or principles to be practiced over time, you can have what you say. And that's his book right here. It's called How to Write Your Own Ticket with God. You could call it You Can Have What You Say. But the four steps, again, was say it, do it, receive it, and tell it. Again, I'm not preaching just about those four steps. But there's another portion of this book that I would like to read that goes along with what I'm talking about this morning. Remember, we're talking about when it does you no good to pray. Because there are times that it does you no good to pray. At the end of this vision, after Jesus had shown him and given him chapter and verse, scriptural references about the say it, do it, receive it, and tell it. At the end of this vision, Brother Hagin had a question and made a statement and asked Jesus some questions. Now, he's appeared to him. He's seeing Jesus just as real as I can see you, just as real as you can see me. This is in December of 1952 in Phoenix, Arizona. Some people were preparing some refreshments after one of the services. He said just the spirit of prayer came on him. He told the people. He said, I need to pray. He said, I've got to pray. He said, I've got to pray now. They said, well, let's just all stop what we're doing and let's pray. He said, when he knelt down to pray, he said he was knelt down just like in a white cloud. And he said everything disappeared and there stood Jesus. And Jesus talked to him about the United States of America. I believe he even talked to him about the president at that time. And everything that he told him happened just like he saw it. But Jesus also gave him this revelation about how to write your own ticket with God at that time. Well, at the end of this vision, and he said, in the vision, I said, Lord, I can see that. This is Kenneth E. Hagin talking. He says, I can see if anybody would take these four steps, they would receive healing just like that woman did. But now you said, if anybody anywhere would take those four steps, they would receive from you
whatever they wanted. Do you mean that people can receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit that way? He said, and this is Jesus' reply, most assuredly, yes. Then I said to him, Lord, what about Christians? Say Christians. So he's asking him a question about Christians. What about Christians? He said, so many believers. Who's a believer in here this morning? Everybody's believers? Everybody is, okay? So this is talking about us too. He said, so many believers need victory in various areas of their life. He said, they have the world, the flesh, and the devil to deal with. Some need victory over the flesh. Some need victory over the devil. Some need victory over the world. And this may apply to you too. Some need victory over all of it. If you need victory over everything, then you're in the right place this morning. He said, are you telling me, this is Dad Hagin asking Jesus this question, are you telling me that any believer anywhere, are you a believer? Are you anywhere? Well, in one sense of speaking, yeah, you're here, but you're anywhere here. Are you telling me that any believer anywhere can write a ticket of victory over the world and the flesh and the devil? You mean they can do it? Jesus responded and said, he said emphatically, yes. He continued, and this is a punchline that I wanted you to get, so wake up during this one. This is it. He said, if they don't do it, it won't be done. It would be a waste of their time to pray for me to give them the victory. They have to write their own ticket.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.